Fire Prevention Week is held each year during the week of October 9th in commemoration of the Great Chicago Fire on October 8, 1871.
This horrific conflagration killed more than 250 people, left 100,000 homeless, destroyed more than 17,000 structures, and burned more than 2,000 acres of land.
Robert Moran is chief of the Brewster, Massachusetts Fire Department in a video promoting the week.
In 1925, President Calvin Coolidge proclaimed Fire Prevention Week a national observance, making it the longest-running public health observance in our country's history.
The National Fire Protection Association, for over 90 years, they have sponsored the Fire Prevention Week, and this year's campaign theme is Not Every Hero Wears a Cape, Plan and Practice Your Escape.
Pensacola Fire Marshal Annie Broxson. The campaign works to educate everyone about the small but important actions they can take to keep themselves and those around them safe. Some of their favorite targets are elementary school students.
This is one of the pamphlets that we'll be passing out this week. If we get the information to the students, it will get home to the parents.
Figures from NFPA show that fire departments in the U.S. responded to 357,000 home structure fires in 2017. Those fires caused more than 2,600 deaths and almost 11,000 injuries. On average, 7 people died in a home fire per day between 2012 and 2016.
Behaviors that can increase your chances of surviving is staying calm and focused. Make sure you have working smoke alarms in your home. A couple of the other points is act immediately after your smoke alarm sounds off. Get out of your home. There's nothing in that home that you need to worry about saving that can't be replaced. We can't replace our own lives.
Both major fire departments serving Escambia County offer programs to install smoke alarms free of charge to any resident. Call 850-436-5200 for the Pensacola Fire Department and 475-5530 for Escambia Fire Rescue. Once again, Chief Robert Moran.
While escape planning is an essential component of fire safety, applying other elements such as stop, drop, and roll, crawl low and smoke, field your door for heat, cooking safety, trip and fall safety, and space heater use safety also work to improve your level of fire and life safety on a daily basis.
According to NFPA, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths result from fires in buildings without working smoke alarms. But the risk of dying in a home fire is cut in half when they're present.
Fire safety education isn't just for school children. Teenagers, adults, and the elderly are also at risk in fires, making it important for every member of the community to take some time to make sure they understand the fire safety tips and techniques on how to stay safe in case of a fire.
And make sure you have an escape plan, says Pensacola Fire Marshal Annie Broxson, both at home and elsewhere.
Since I've been in this line of work, I have the tendency of checking smoke alarms, go to a hotel, know your way out. If you go to the Bay Center, anywhere out of town, just know your way out of the building, not just in your home, but everywhere, even in this building. If that alarm sounds, don't let us come down and catch you sitting in your office. Get up and get out.
Fire Prevention Week activities are planned by the Pensacola Fire Department, including Public Safety Day on Saturday, October 12th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Community Maritime Park. More general information about Fire Prevention Week and home escape planning is available at fpw.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.